It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback on a Monday. Brought to you by Diesel Works, the diesel shop that stands behind their first responders. A little on this date in history to the year
1977.
And a look at the charts. Number one on the country charts in 1977, the greatness of Glen Campbell.
Southern Nights.
Get some
so good,
swinging going on this morning.
Toe tapping,
yeah.
Too.
Boy, does anything sound like 1977 more than maybe this? Oh.
Did he wear a white belt with it and some brown hip huggers?
And you know how you had to walk.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you had to walk with that song.
Absolutely.
A certain way. 1977, number one for on the country chart, mind you. More on that as we go. Southern Nights by Glen Campbell. It's from his 1975 Southern Nights album. It was a pretty good one right there. Southern Nights, though, written by New Orleans musician Alan Toussaint. Yeah. And really right now in 1977 at this time, Glen Campbell was at his zenith as far as popularity, musically and otherwise, too. He had the TV show. Everything was going well in life. He had celebrity romances. It was all over the place. And this off the heels of Rhinestone Cowboy, which, you know, catapulted him into the stratosphere. This one gives him his fifth number one single, and it all comes through his buddy Jimmy Webb, who wrote many of Glenn's notable songs, Lineman for the County, all that good stuff. Well, Glenn was there at Jimmy Webb's house one evening, and he was there for songs. Said, I have an album. Give me what you got. Jimmy Webb, though, said, I ain't got nothing, but I did get this. And it was an original recording of Alan Toussaint, the New Orleans jazz musician that did have a total different flair to this song and kind of psychedelic, too, Southern Nights. He said, this is a song. It's kind of cool. It's catchy. It's weird. And it's never done anything for anybody. Glenn said, All right. That'll work for me. Glenn would frequently get his song ideas by listening to the radio. And if he heard a song that he was like, I can do better than that, he did.
Inspo.
Yeah, that's how he got across a lot of his big songs right
Team
there.
Team player.
Now, he changed up quite a bit as far as the words to the song and the instrumentation himself. Because Glenn, of course, being a crazy good guitar player. In fact, the riff at the beginning is Glenn actually playing it, too. But Alan Toussaint wrote that all about being, well, there in Louisiana and those Southern Nights. And Glenn very much was feeling what he was cooking, too, because he grew up in Arkansas, and that reminded him a lot of home.
Aww.
Hit number one on the country charts, the pop charts, and the top 100 charts, too. 77. Oh, yeah.
Southern Nights.
Yeah, baby.
Have you ever felt a Southern as a breeze, not to mention the trees, whistling tunes that you know and love so. Southern nights, just as good even when closed your eyes. I apologize to anyone who can truly say that he has found a better way. Beyond the eye, it goes running through the soul like the stories told of old. Old man, he and his dog that walked the old land. Every flower touched his cold.